Hello and welcome to D23 Inside Disney, the show that gives you a look at the latest Disney news and a peek at the people who make the magic at the Walt Disney Company. I'm D23's Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
And we're your hosts who will take you inside Disney.
Welcome back. It's good to see you guys.
It's good to see you too.
Always happy to be here.
It's the end of the year.
I know.
This is our last show of the year.
It is our last show of the year.
Exciting.
I mean, unless you want to come in when we're all on vacation.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I might have a cruise to go on or something. I don't know. No, I don't. But
are you coming with me?
Yes, I am. Did you just invite me or did I invite myself?
Yes and yes, and both are fine.
Perfect.
Well, I thought it'd be fun if for this episode, we share our favorite Disney things from this year.
Okay.
There are so many to choose from, but we only get to pick three each.
Okay. Then we should...
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. We should also say like three things we're excited for next year. How about that?
Ooh. Okay. Good idea. Okay.
Challenge.
All right. But only if we can all say our favorite Disney memory from this year.
That's so hard.
You only get one of those.
My gosh. Now I know how our guests feel.
Right? Totally. Tough.
Okay. Well, I'll kick things off with my three fave Disney moments of the year.
Okay.
First off, this summer we got Toy Story 4.
Yeah. I love that so much.
Forky. Oh my gosh. Forky.
Billy
Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom, yeah.
Gave me an excuse to ride Slinky Dog again.
Yes.
Walt Disney World.
I mean, I was just blown away by that film. I mean, I loved Toy Story 1. I love Toy Story 2. I love Toy Story 3. And I super loved Toy Story 4. Dare I say it is my favorite Toy Story?
They took it in a different direction. It was unexpected. I thought that was great.
I know.
Absolutely.
All right. That was number one. What's number two?
Okay. Number two was, I feel like this is cheating, but I'm going to say the launch of Disney Plus, because that encapsulates so many things for me.
True.
It does. But there's so much
stuff. There's so much stuff.
I think an umbrella one like that.
Umbrella. But I will make it a little more specific. I have been rewatching all of Lizzie McGuire.
Oh.
And wow. It is even better than I remember.
Do you think you'll be caught up by the time it premieres next year on Disney Plus?
I think I'll be caught up by tonight.
Oh, I'm trying to do the math here. How long is this going to take?
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. Uh-huh. You can really blow through those.
I've been such a fan of the originals. Of course, Mandalorian, Encore, High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yep.
They're all so great. And Lady and the Tramp, Togo. The Imagineering Story.
I can't stop with that. I'm like fangirling now about Imagineers.
The whole world is. I'm right there with you. All right, my number three favorite thing from the year.
But these are in no order, right?
This is in no order. My number three of the year was launching this podcast.
Aww.
Yeah, I know that's like kind of like my favorite Disney moment, but I'm going to count it as my top three Disney things of the year.
It's really cool.
It's really cool.
I will say I love that we've got three people who are from all different parts of the company. So it's great that we all get to come together because we all see very different things.
Yeah. Totally. You guys teach me so much because I'm such in a music Disney Channel like world. So y'all just opened me up to so many cool things.
Well, I love your stories. Like
I know,
Selena Gomez just dropped by. Wait,
no
what?
No big deal.
And you're such a pro at this.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got lots to learn from you.
Well, thanks.
All right. Who's next?
Jeffrey. Right.
Okay. First, and again, in no order, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It's been a project that we've been tracking for years, and I was lucky enough to be able to write the cover story for Disney 23 magazine, so I got to really go behind the scenes and talk to all the people and really understand a lot of the thought and incredible creativity that went into creating such an immersive new land and all of the innovations that went in. Just unbelievable. And to actually get to then be there and have people like John Lorena come and talk with us here, it just gives me such an even deeper appreciation for all the work they're doing.
Totally.
D23 Expo 2019.
Of course.
You stole mine.
Sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. To do an umbrella thing like Disney Plus, there were so many incredible moments with Disney Legends, with Christina Aguilera singing, Robert Downey Jr. keeping us in stitches, Robin Roberts. That was unbelievable. The studios, of course, taking it to the next level with their unbelievable presentation. Such an incredible unveiling for Disney Plus. All of the pavilions on the show floor. And it was where we recorded the first episode of D23 Inside Disney.
Yeah, so that's sort of cool. Special.
And One Day at Disney. That's another project that I've been fortunate enough to be involved with for over a year. Getting to actually go from ideation to February 21st, where it was that marathon day of shooting everything, to reading all the profiles as they were coming in, to watching all the episodes as they were being edited, to it being announced to the world at D23 Expo to actually then holding the book in my hands and watching the series on Disney Plus.
Wow.
It has been an incredible adventure for me. So that's been, those are my three.
It's like your baby.
It is. A little. My baby. It's Wendy Lefcon's baby. Bruce Steele's baby. It's a lot of a lot of people's baby.
It is. Yeah. Not mine. It is mine. Okay.
It is yours. You're part of it. What are you talking about?
You are the baby. It is
my baby. All right, Candace, what about you?
We had some of the same ones, so I'm just going to go down my list. I have to say One Day at Disney. Sorry, guys. I just
Because
that was an experience unlike anything else. My One Day at Disney short hasn't started streaming yet on Disney Plus, but there is a cameo from my family, which is super special to me.
Oh.
So that'll be something I'll never forget. So I'm going to cry thinking about it. It was such a cool moment this year. So why am I getting choked up? Anyways, so there's that.
So special.
I don't know why
it is special.
Because I cry in the piece and I'm thinking about that. Oh. Why? Oh my God.
I was crying watching them and I wasn't in any of them.
Right? I also have to say the Arties this year because
we
put on Radio Disney Music Awards. It's now the Arties, and we had such a fun time this year. And we brought back Avril Lavigne to perform, which I've been a fan of her for so long, and to see her on stage performing some of the old music with her new music was super fun.
Cool.
So got to say the Arties, and I'm going to put my third one down as Ford versus Ferrari because I come from like a motorsport family. And so I kind of knew the story of this. So I was very excited to see this come out. My son's name was inspired by Enzo Ferrari.
I didn't realize that.
That's
really cool.
And my husband and I got a date night out of it. So thanks, guys.
Wow.
Thanks for releasing that film this year.
Well, all right, now reverse order. What are you most looking forward to in 2020, Candace?
Okay, my One Day at Disney short to stream on Disney Plus.
All right.
I don't know when.
Ooh,
so
I can't wait for that, too.
It's going to be a cool surprise
to
see
that. You've
got to let us know. I will. More High School Musical, the musical, the series, because I'm really into that. And I've sort of become friends with some of the cast members who have been a part of the Disney family for the last few years. So it's exciting to see them be so excited about this show.
When I heard the concept, I wasn't quite sure how it would be executed. And it is so smart. I think it works on many levels, no matter what age you are.
Such great music, too.
Mm,
totally.
True.
And my third one I'm going to say is Rise of the Resistance opening in just a few weeks.
That counts. It's for us,
yeah,
January.
Yeah. All right, Jeffrey.
Okay, so Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard much like Rise of the Resistance, it takes what we would traditionally think of as a Disney park attraction and turns it on its ear in the best way possible. So I'm really, really excited to experience that when it opens at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The Jungle Cruise movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That trailer, I still laugh every time I see that trailer with the backside of water. I just love how referential it is to the attraction.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt can do no wrong. They're mm-hmm. together, have such great chemistry. I mean, at the expo, they were hilarious together. So I can't wait. And Avengers Campus coming to Disneyland.
Yay.
That Spider-Man attraction. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to eat in the him-themed restaurant with the food of different sizes.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so Instagrammable.
It's going to be so good.
Sherry, knowing your love of all things food and Disney, we may never see you
that
again.
That is where I will live
get
once I'm done with Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, get your nails done before that because all the photos are going to have your manicure in it.
Great idea.
Good point. All right, Sherry, and you?
All right, the three things I cannot wait for next year. Again, I feel like this my number one is cheating, but I'm going to say the Pixar slate, which includes Soul and Onward.
Yep.
Cannot wait for both of those
films.
Love a double Pixar movie year.
Yes.
Number two is Remy's Ratatouille Adventure opening Epcot and Walt Disney World. Yep.
I got to do that when I was in Paris last spring. A trackless ride vehicle is surprising. You don't know where you're going. You can look down at the floor, but it doesn't tell you anything.
No spoilers on the floor.
Exactly.
And number three is another parks happening, the Magic Happens Parade coming to Disneyland.
Yes.
That'll be cute.
I'm a huge parade fan. I cannot wait. I will be there right at the front, sitting on the curb with my churro, with my popcorn.
Oh, I mean, they previewed the Todrick Hall song at Expo. That was great.
Yeah.
I mean, the floats look so beautiful. You get Moana, you get
Coco. Yes. I love Coco.
And the Sleeping Beauty float looks so cool.
Mm, can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming in February.
February, yeah. Pretty
Not
soon.
Not too far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and since we make our guests do this every week, can we say a personal favorite Disney memory from the year?
Sure. So it will be zero surprise to you guys that it was my Panama Canal cruise on the Disney Wonder.
It is?
If you didn't say
what?
A cruise, I would think you'd have been replaced by someone else.
By a pod person?
Yes.
It was my favorite for a lot of reasons. I love the chance to get to interact with our guests and our fans who are so passionate about our company. And so to be able to be there and do a presentation about One Day at Disney, a presentation mm-hmm. about 10 years of D23, to be able to interview Heidi Blickenstaff on a stage, that is work, but it's also incredibly fulfilling for me. It was very emotional for me because I got to be on the stage of the Walt Disney Theater, which is the big, big theater on the ship.
Wow.
And to look out into this audience of people, it was very overwhelming. It was a great, great moment.
Aww, what an unforgettable experience.
Oh, Candace?
Mine's tough because I feel like I talked about all of these in all the other moments, but I had a chance to work with the ABC 7 team here in Los Angeles for On the Red Carpet, working with George Pinocchio, who's also featured in One Day at Disney, the book. And that was literally a dream come true for me to be on live TV doing sort of what I do on Radio Disney, but on television was just an amazing moment. So I have to go with that.
Oh, so cool. Well, my favorite moment from the year was getting to tour Walt's office.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really cool. So as you may know, archives here restored Walt's office back to the way he left it. And it is like stepping back in time.
I need to do that.
You feel his energy as soon as you enter that room. And it's impeccably, like the detail on his desk, on his bookshelf, in his kitchen. It feels like he's there. It's really magical. I'll never forget that.
It's funny you would say that because that's exactly one of the reasons why Bob Iger, our chairman and CEO, actually, he was excited about doing it, is he knew that that would be what happened. People walk in there and you feel that energy, you feel that creativity. And
yeah.
While it is sort of frozen in 1966, because Walt was so forward thinking and just so innovative and imaginative, you walk in there and you see projects that he was dreaming of, which mm-hmm. is very, very inspirational to your point, Cherry.
Totally. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it again. I hope you get to go, Candace.
Me too. If we had
really
goals
great.
For 20 Disney goals for 2020, that'd be mine.
Yeah.
Going to Walt's office.
Let's see if we can make that happen.
How do I do it?
Wow. That was so fun. I learned so much about you guys.
I love that.
Right?
It's great.
I feel like I need to go see a movie, go to the park, eat a churro, all
yes.
the things.
That
and take a cruise.
There you go.
Take us with you.
Anytime. I'm telling you, road trip, sea trip.
Sea trip.
Yes.
Well, thanks again for listening to D23 Inside Disney. Don't forget to like and share this episode wherever you listen or subscribe. And reach out to us on social media using hashtag D23 Inside Disney.
And for all the latest Disney news, check out D23.com.
And we will be back next year
with
more, I know, crazy.
Wow.
With some more Disney news and more guests on all new episodes of D23
Inside Disney.
Happy New Year.
Woo-hoo. Happy New Year.
2020. 2020.